So Dricus du Plessis has defended his UFC middleweight title. He beat American Sean Strickland by unanimous decision in Sydney earlier today. Still knocks was streaks ahead of his opponent through the five rounds to successfully defend his title for the second time. At one stage, he had broken Strickland's nose and it looked like it was close to game over, but kudos to the American who stuck it out for the five rounds. And here's what du Plessis had to say after his win.
When I come in here, I'm trying to knock this man out. He is, and I said it before, to knock him out is next to impossible. I would have loved another round, but that's not the game. I told you I want a submission, a knockout, or an absolutely domination of a five-rounder. That's what I gave. I gave it my all. I'm sorry I couldn't get him out of here, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I had to be a bit smarter about it. Thank you, Sydney, for showing me love. I know you guys booed me, but to hear this at the end of a fight means the absolute world. Sean is an absolute animal. He's deserving of all the hype.
It was reported earlier this week that Dricus will fight again this year. He's going to come up against Khamzat Chimaev. Then moving to some rugby news, England edged France in an epic Six Nations clash on Saturday at Twickenham. Elliot Daly scored with a minute to go. Finn Smith converted to give England a 26-25 win. In the earlier game on Saturday, though, Italy compiled the misery on Warren Gatland and his Wales team with a 22-15 win. That was a 14th consecutive loss in a row for Wales. Ireland take on Scotland at Murrayfield later today as the only two unbeaten teams left in the competition. And then finally, if anyone's interested, in the early hours of tomorrow, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles will fight it out for Super Bowl 53. Patrick Mahomes and his Chiefs team will be looking for a third consecutive Super Bowl title. The Eagles, though, haven't won it since 2018 and will not want to lose to the Chiefs in the championship game again like they did in 2023. Well, that's it from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.